Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we don't need a star man in the
this
sky.
This guy had some talent, though.
Yeah, he does. We need a bullpen arm or two or three. Bowie was all-timer, man. Not Mariano Rivera, but he was Trevor Hoffman. This guy was something. All right, so our show's on YouTube. Hopefully you like it. I mean, our regular show, just as you listen to it on the radio or the app. But if you've checked it out on the YouTube channel, we appreciate that. A lot of people have, and they like to make comments about our program as it happens, and Seltzer grabs them. And James, what are people yapping about today?
All right, let's start out with Mick.
Mick or
yes,
Nick?
Yes, Mick.
So I apologize.
Yeah, so Mick B says, Joe, I was going to address the shame you heaped upon me for my name, but I had to hang up. Mick was on hold earlier. He says, it may say Mick from Tampa, but I was raised in Fishtown in the 60s and 70s. We don't take insults kindly.
Well,
so just putting that out there Mick.
Sounds like he's got a guy.
Well, he may have a guy. But here was part
he
of
might
my,
be the guy.
Part of my point yesterday was, it's not quite as far as Dick, but it's got a lot of Dick in it, in that it's... You don't meet a Mick that's 15. They're 45 and up at this point.
I don't know.
He probably is. I mean, he grew up in
Fishtown.
Well, that's my point. That's my point.
It's
a name that's drifting.
I think that there are probably young Mickeys somewhere.
Mickey Morandini, but he's older.
He's older.
Well, Ben
Mick
Davis
is a way cooler name than Joe.
Yeah, Mickey is his son.
Mick is a way cooler name than Joe.
Agreed.
Just saying, enjoy it while you have it, because the next generation don't have it. That's all I'm saying. Seltzer, what else? What else we got to
retort? Calvin says, Seltzer is right about Nola. I'm tired of people making excuses for him.
Well, I don't think many are, frankly.
Not too many.
No.
Not too many. At this point, we're starting to get to the point where the excuses are going away.
I'm a huge
Nola
Thompson, fan.
Rob Thompson's making excuses
for him. Rob Thompson. And I love Nola, but, you know, come on, man. Like, let's go. All right, one more, James.
All right, this is from Tell67. She says, I hope, and this was prior to ESP coming on, we didn't, but I hope the morning show doesn't attack ESP like the afternoon show did yesterday.
What'd they do?
I don't know. We didn't. You're welcome. Wonder what happened. I guess there's a little ESP afternoon show beef now.
We did, unknowingly.
How do we attack them?
I don't know. I don't think we did.
No,
I think we don't attack. We attacked them.
Elliot?
No, we don't attack. We don't even attack Fritz, and there's a lot to say there. I mean, I'd say I'm going to whoop his ass in sports.
We sort of just attacked
Jack Fritz here.
I heard ESP get attacked.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to recall, but they were beating him up.
I feel like
a
him
bit.
And Spike were going at it.
He was talking about the fact that
the running quarterback thing.
Yeah, said he would rather have ESP said he'd rather have a guy who could really run and be an average thrower than. You know, have a great thrower who has no athleticism at all. I think that's sort
and
of...
And Spike was not happy
Spike,
with it.
And Spike was like, you're a clown.
Wow.
Yeah,
Spike went at him pretty hard.
Yeah, he got him hard.
So were they talking about Jalen without talking about Jalen?
Well, that's exactly who they were. No, they were actually talking about Jalen because, you know, ESP loves Jalen and he should.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Ken right now in Cinnaminson. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So ESP's take was on one of his daily Eagles pods, and he said he'd rather have a great running quarterback who was an average thrower than a great throwing quarterback who's an average runner, which I just – I agree with Spike, which is
I agree
rare.
With Spike also, yeah.
Oh. You get shot. To get an av- – you get to get a great thrower?
Who's an average runner. Yeah, so, and he would like rather that. Have a great runner who's an average thrower.
Hmm.
So,
it feels like there's fewer great throwers.
Listen, it's shifting. There's no question about it. In part because the running-oriented quarterbacks have had that since the early days, meaning 6th grade, 8th grade, 10th grade, 12th grade. So I think they lean on it, and they're great at leaning.
And part of the point, too, that Elliot was making, too, for context, was he was saying if you have the great thrower, can't run guy, you have to have a great offensive line. You have to have great receipt. Like, you need to build more around those guys, whereas guys who can create for themselves, you don't have to build around them as much.
Look, Burrow was an example. I think Burrow was still exceptional last year. He had no chance with what was around him. And I'm not talking wide receivers who are great.
Defense.
Defense, but also line. Line was crazy bad.
How do you categorize Mahomes then?
Well,
Is he a great thrower?
He's a totally great thrower. And he's above average for where running quarterbacks were 10 years ago, but maybe average for where running quarterbacks are now. But he's got a lot more wheels than, like,
the read and all that other stuff. So that's where you're categorizing. You're not talking about like a.
He's so good at that stuff. Deciphering and the throwing.
My question was: is it arm strength or arm quality?
Both.
Yeah, okay. I think he's got the whole package.
It's pristine.
Jeff George's arm
on a great leader and
where's
guy
Dan
who cares.
Marino?
Well, arm-wise, he's all-timer.
Also. Okay. They're both all-time. He is as all-time, arm-wise, as Dan Marino.
Yeah, I'll say this, Ruben. I think because he's had so much success, and some of it is with his legs, I don't think he gets the credit for both reading defenses and throwing the ball that he should. I think people have taken it for granted.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead, Ken.
Sorry. On the Phillies, look, this goes back to the conversation before the season started about are you excited or not, and it's why, you know, I wasn't and a lot of people aren't excited. I mean, this is a 500 baseball team since last June, and they didn't really do anything to change that. Aaron Nola, this is what Aaron Nola is. You know, he's a guy who throws in the low 90s, when he gets too much of the plate, he just gets hammered. I mean, the biggest thing about Aaron Nola, it's unfortunate for him, but his mistakes go over the fence, and it's unfortunate to be a major league pitcher where you have to be so perfect with everybody else because you have to make sure the one or two home runs you're going to give up a game are solo home runs and you don't have guys on base. So this is just what he is. It's why I hated the 7-year extension when they signed it. And, you know, to quote Jordan Davis last year at the OTAs, there's nobody walking through that door to save the Phillies this year. So, you know,
I don't know about that, man. Andrew Painter and Ranger Suarez could walk through that door.
I agree with Ruben
walking through.
Yeah, they will
door.
At some point. Yeah. Well, now whether they, you know, pitch great and all that, and to be determined. Well, but you know, I think there's more coming than you're leading on to.
Well, a lot of people seem to be waiting on Justin Crawford. Justin Crawford's not a major league hitter yet, and he's not going to be a major league hitter by July. So it's just, you know, they kind of ran it back and they replayed the hand that they had. And so all of the issues.
Yeah, they're feeling the effects right now. Hey, Ken, give me an answer. What was a big deal in the 90s and is now not?
Well, I mean, this guy made the most culturally significant sitcom in the history of television and then just kind of drifted off into the sunset after it was over. Jerry Seinfeld.
Interesting answer. Could still be. Is young enough. Yeah, not a bad answer.
He's done some stuff, but not like he's not like he was.
I think that's a really fair answer.
A very good answer.
Because he's still young enough. You know, I mean, when I say young enough, he's 70-ish.
Well, look,
but
Larry David did a whole nother
10
to 11 seasons of a whole nother show.
That's Seinfeld's a good answer. Ruben, let's get some answers on what it's like to draft. Now, baseball draft, very different.
Yeah, real different.
Very different than basketball and football. Very different. Is it true in baseball the scouting director runs the draft?
Oh, yes.
Does he make the pick instead of you?
Oh, yes.
He makes the pick.
Correct. And he makes the pick.
You never overrode him? You never said?
No, we talk about it. I mean, we chat. But, yeah, I mean, I,
So is that because the major league guy has to, I mean, when the GM has to focus on the major leagues and you let the scouting director focus on the college kids and the high school kids, and a major league baseball GM simply can't do all of that? Is that fair?
Yeah. Unless you have a high pick and you're not spending a whole lot of time in the major leagues watching your team, and you have the ability to go see, you know, players. If you're picking like we picked Nolan, what, seventh?
Yeah.
I went and saw a ton of players that year.
Makes sense.
And I had some knowledge of them, but you're not scouring, you know, all 50 states or, you know, whatever. And so you have to rely on guys to make their decisions and let them, you know, make their picks. And they're comparing it. And we have great meetings. We talk about it. We discuss. I loved arguments. I loved the passion when guys were passionate about wanting a guy and how good he was or how bad he was. And I love differences of opinion. That was, for me, that was a really fun time. But at the end of the day, I mean, the scouting director's got to make the pick.
Got it.
How connected do you still feel to Aaron Nola?
I'm connected to him. Only because he was the one guy that I had a little bit more input in because we were finally picking high. We were really sort of picking, you know, a top 10 pick. Prior to that, we didn't have a lot of those because we were picking 30th.
Right.
And 40th and 50th. Yeah. And so I had a little bit more passion about him just because, one, I really like the pick and I like the player. And in fact, he's sort of, I think he outpitched, you know, what we thought his ceiling was going to be.
I mean, look, he's had a fantastic career.
Yeah.
And Ruben, we thought he'd be like a solid number three, maybe jump to a two at some point.
So what do you think his number right now should be? Like, based on the way he's pitching.
He's like a four right now. He's pitching like a four or a five.
Wow.
But just because he's not real sharp, I think he'll drift into like that middle three. He's just been so durable, man. He's been one of the most durable pitchers in the last 10 years. And, you know, it's stuff's ticked down right now, but hopefully it'll tick back up. And if it doesn't, then he's going to really have to manage the strike zone.
They are fortunate. And I don't mean fortunate like it happened to them, like they created this to have, as Nola has drifted down, to have discovered the whole Sanchez thing and trade it for Lizardo.
It's fantastic.
Because a lot of organizations, if your two went to 4-5 territory, you'd be in deep trouble. And I don't think the Phillies are in deep trouble. Now, I'm not happy with them today, but guys like Lizardo and Sanchez certainly changed the equation compared to if they weren't here.
No doubt.
Big time.
No doubt.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
James, you nailed it back in February and March when you said Nola was probably going to be the fourth best starter. And you weren't even factoring in Painter at that point. Like,
yeah, no, I wasn't.
And even maybe Ranger at that point because we knew he was going to miss time. Hey, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So the weather affected Nola, but the Mets pitcher McGill gave up one hit and struck out 10 people and didn't affect him. So it's just one-sided. It's only cold when Phillies are in the field. I don't get it.
I'm with you, dude. Oh, I agree with that.
He likes to be able to grip it. He likes the humidity.
Yeah, this message is for Bryce Harper and for Kyle Schwarber. You can be a hero just by getting a single and putting the ball in play. Time's yours.
Well, that is true.
Had some tough at-bats there and some big spots.
Yeah.
That happens.
It is a GM's job to take a look at their team, their roster at the end of the season, and to look at it through a microscope and nitpick and find the flaws. And you should be losing sleep over those flaws. What did the Phillies do? Instead, they looked at the part of the season that was successful last year and said, oh, we're good. Let's just run that back. Give me a break.
Yeah, look, the only thing I'll say is I think they're a little bit more handcuffed than you're lending. It's not like football. You can just cut guys, non-guaranteed contracts, turn over the roster. I mean, if you commit big money to players and they underperform to a degree or a decent degree, it's hard to move off it. It really is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not thrilled with Dombrowski, but part of it is when you go in and sign guys, if they don't deliver for you, you're kind of handcuffed. I mean, Trey Turner's like untradeable right now. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
It is the downside of being one of the big boys in baseball. I mean, it's better to be a big boy than a small boy in baseball, but like, Rube, you know, man.
What's it like being a small boy?
They're all guaranteed.
Rich is a serious question.
Rich is on a heater.
Yeah, I have a serious question.
What?
I got so into pomegranates.
Okay.
I don't know that I've even talked about this with you guys, but I got really into pomegranates like, I don't know, a few months ago.
Yep.
And now I can't find pomegranates anywhere.
They're probably not in season, John.
Well, there's a whole world out there, and we can, like, I don't know, don't they fly produce all over the place?
No.
You do get obsessed with stuff, too. Like, when you're into something, you get very into it.
True. That's like the everyday consumption. And now, there's none to consume.
In moderation, John. Everything in
moderation. Well, I mean, but they're really, really good. I don't want to be moderate. But they are amazing. I have this sinking feeling now, though, that they are nowhere close to our country. Like, I'm going to have to, like, venture outward to find pomegranates. Does anyone know?
Well, someone called, is from September to December.
Someone called Tom's Yours for John tomorrow.
Well, that's a terrible season.
I'm sorry.
That's the smallest season I've ever heard.
Well, it is what it is.
Small season is spring, which is like 4 weeks now.
You got to go AI it or something. I mean, create a new season.
I need to create
direwolves. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Move to Mars. Right. They probably have a different season. All right. We got to come up with a winning answer. This is for Phillies tickets next Tuesday. Mm. So here's the criteria. What was a big deal in the 90s? Could still be, but isn't. All right. I think we've got five that it's between. Steroids, because of steroids in baseball in particular. Fighting in hockey. Mm. MTV. Boy bands, Jerry Seinfeld.
I think
great
it's boy bands
here.
Or Seinfeld.
There are some good answers.
I think it's steroids.
I love steroids.
I think it's boy bands. I think it's boy bands. All right.
Ree and I are steroids. You two are boy bands. Ruben, you got to make the call. Steroids or boy bands?
Roids.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Hey, Patrick, you have won the Phillies tickets, courtesy of a member of the 1993 Phillies, Mr. Ruben Amaro. He never benefited from them, but others,
Maybe I should have. I don't know if I regret that.
He wouldn't be sitting here with us trying to make a buck. Hey, everybody have a spectacular. That's the one thing, part of why I didn't vote for Seinfeld. I mean, the guy's got so much money. You don't have to work. You know. And by the way, he does still, you know, he appears in Borgata. And those are good shows. I've seen them. They're actually good. But obviously, he's not as big as he was 25 years ago. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Drafts in 2 days. We're getting real close. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Watch the Phillies tonight. Listen here on WIP. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.